USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorneys for President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, are urging a judge for less time than the 19 to 24 years recommended under sentencing guidelines. He was convicted of 8 counts of fraud last year. Manafort will be sentenced on Thursday. House Democrats on the Oversight Committee set a Monday deadline for the White House to turn over documents related to security clearances. There are questions surrounding how the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, got his top-secret clearance. Democratic Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy accuses Kushner of using his influence to help his real estate business.
He has tremendous financial vulnerabilities, including 666 Fifth Avenue, which is deeply in debt. He's going around the world seeking investments into that property.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero. Ignition. Liftoff.
SpaceX is getting ready to fly humans for the first time. The company's new Crew Dragon capsule has had a successful launch from Cape Canaveral. This test flight is a prelude to being able to fly NASA astronauts to the International Space Station, hopefully this summer. Evacuation orders have been lifted for people living along the Russian River in California. Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essick.
During our disaster response, approximately 2,600 properties were flooded, with 3,700 people under evacuation order.
Also, heavy snowfall near Roseburg, Oregon has caused widespread power outages for hundreds of people. Downed trees took out power lines in many areas, and work crews are scrambling to get the electricity back on. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
President Trump's economic advisor spoke at CPAC. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow commented on the Democrats' Green New Deal.
The Green New Deal would literally destroy the economy. Literally. It would knock out energy, transportation, airlines, jobs, businesses. We'd probably lose 10 to 15% of our GDP. It's remarkable. But that's what our opponents and critics are saying.
President Trump is talking about his trip to Vietnam to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is a very good one, despite the collapse of the two leaders' summit in Hanoi, Vietnam. A day after returning to Washington, Trump says on Twitter that the two had a very good meeting. He also tells Sean Hannity on Fox News,
"It's a much tougher deal to make. Maybe it won't get made, but that's the deal that we should have. And you can't give up everything if you don't get that. Now, we could have done large portions, but you're not getting that. So we'll see what happens. Again, the relationship is very good. He likes me. I like him. Some people say, oh, you shouldn't like him. I said, why shouldn't I like him? I like him. Get along great. We'll see what happens."
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.